Today's daf is needed of Samach Zayin. Today's shir is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Chaya Fega Bas Harav Yonah HaKohen, the Neshama Shrev and Aliyah. Today is her yard site. We are, well, tomorrow's her yard site? Tomorrow's
today.
Right. Oh, today's the actual yard site?
That's
okay. Okay. So we are holding on daf Samach Vavam Beis. We were discussing Inyanim relating to Chafifa. So that is the Gemara had mentioned that Kalaroi Labila and Chatzitza. The Gemara had mentioned the very famous rule of Rabbi Zeira, Kalaroi Labila ain Bila Ma'akevispo, that anytime something is Ra'ui Labila, so then the Bila is not going to be required. That was initially stated in the context of Karban Mincha, where there's a certain ratio of oil to flour that's required, that the oil would be able to mix properly with the flour. It's not necessary to actually do the Bila, the mixing of the oil and flour, and make sure that the flour all gets absorbed in the oil, but it does need a ratio that is ra'i l'bila. If you don't even have a ratio that's ra'i l'bila, then bila ma'kevesbo, then the failure to do bila is going to matter. If as long as you have the proper ratio, though, the failure to do bila does not matter. So we say in terms of chatzitza as well, that when it comes to a chatzitza bebeis hastarim, when it comes to a chatzitza inside a woman's mouth, let's say, or a chatzitza inside the folds of her body, where the water is not going to end up anyway. A woman does not have to open up her mouth in the mikvah. A woman does not have to make sure that all the folds of her body are exposed in the mikvah. Nevertheless, you need makom harawi lebias mayim. You need it to be free of any chatzitza. That if it's not free of any chatzitza, then it wouldn't even be ra'ui lebias mayim. Now the makar of this din, Tosos writes that anytime it says balula, it's nitzrach legufo, but still you need roi lebila, because otherwise you'd be mevatel the mitzvah of balula. That's one possibility that Tosos suggests in Dibur Maskul Ko as the makar of this din. Tosos writes also Tosos in Kiddushin Daf Chafeim Beis and in Menachos and Daf Yuchesim Beis that since it says many times balula, you need it to be ra'ui raksha kivishlo nemar lashon sivoy uvilalta in a la'akev. So it says balula multiple times, that's how I know that it has to be roi lebila. But it never says a balashon sivoy, that you must be bolel. And therefore we see that it's not ma'akev to be bolel. The Ritva just adds that kach nimsra alach l'moshe misinai, that balila is something that you only require ra'u, you don't require actually doing it. And the Ritva says the remez to that, the remez to the idea that it's only a din l'charchila, that it's only a din l'charchila, and that it's not something that's ma'akev, is the fact that it never says it b'lashon tzivoy. In the Meyuchas l'Rashba on Menachos, the Chidushim HaMeyuchasim l'Rashba, he's metarates that you need shana of la'akev on the mincha, and over here by that same mincha, even though it says the term belila multiple times in the Torah, it never says it twice by the same mincha. So we know the number one rule in Kachim when we were learning Seder Kachim is that nothing is ma'akev until it's shana alav akas v'la'akev, until the Torah says something multiple times. Well, the Torah didn't say it multiple times by any given mincha, and therefore it's not ma'akev by any given mincha. It's only ma'akev. It's only something that is a lechatchila d'kadin that we require. Now, is this din a din d'oraisa that you need roi l'bias mayim, or is it only a din midrabanan? That is a machlokas rishonim. Tosfos writes that Tosos in over here, and in Sukkah, Dav Vavim Beis, and in Kiddushin, Dav Chafei Menalth, and in Chulin, and in Menachos, Tosos all over Shas writes that the requirement of Roi L'Bias Mayim is a requirement min HaTorah. We learn it out from Balkari, where it says Kol Besaro, where it's that doesn't mean literally to have Bias Mayim, because the Zav doesn't actually require Bias Mayim on Kol Besaro, because we dash in Besaro L'mayit Beis Astarim, to exclude the Beis Astarim that doesn't actually require Bias Mayim. So certainly Balkari would not require Bias Mayim on all of his Beis Astarim, and therefore must say that it must be telling me that you only need ra'ui l'bias mayim, but you don't need anything more than ra'ui l'bias mayim. However, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva quoted Deya that it's only a din midrabanan. That since Lagabe Tuma it's considered kigoli min haTorah, so the Rabbanan were misakin that Lagabe Tara it should be considered like goli. But really, Beis Astarin would have on a Daraisa level the same status of Balua, would have the same status of parts of your body that are never ever exposed, that clearly do not require Bias Mayim, like internal organs and things of that nature. So what emerges is that Lahalacha, at least, the human body is divided into three basic parts. There is the galui, the beis astarim, and the balua. The galui is the parts that are always exposed to the elements, that are always exposed to the outside world. That definitely not only cannot have a chatzitza, requires bias mayim, water has to hit every part of the galui. Then there's beis astarim, the parts of the body that are sometimes exposed, sometimes not exposed. The inside of the mouth, the inside of the eyes, those parts of the body do not require actual bias mayim, but they require ra'ui l'bias mayim. It can't have any chatzitza. And then you have parts of the body that are never exposed to the outside, deep down in a person's throat, all internal organs, all the way up a person's nose. Those parts of the body don't even require that they not have a chatzitza. Those parts of the body are even allowed to have a chatzitza. So that's how it emerges. Those are the three basic halachos. So chatzitza bebeis astarim is an issue, but you don't need bias mayim in the beis astarim. So says the Gemara now, Vayter. And now that we were discussing issues of chafifa and chatzitza, we are holding four lines from the bottom of the page in Daf Samach Vav Mem Beis. Amar Rava, Isha lo tamud al gabei kli cheres v'titbal. A woman should not stand on top of a kli cheres to be tovelis in the mikvah. Savar Rav Kana l'meimar, so Rav Kana thought, Taima ma'emi shum gzeres merchatzos, that this must be because of a gzera of merchatzos. Rashi explains, Shederach merchatzos le'eshav al gabei itztavau shal adama, didami l'kli cheres, v'asi l'meimar, tvila ola behen. Because if she's on top of a kli cheres, that is a very similar feel than the feeling of how they would bathe in America. They used to have a floor that was also made out of cheres. So if a woman is tovelis al gabei kli cheres, she's going to associate that experience with going to a merchatz, and she's going to think that you can go to a merchatz and just take a shower in your tahar. So because of that gzeres merchatzos, we don't want the mikveh experience to be like the shower experience. So that's why she can't be on the kli cheres. That's what we thought. Ha'olgabe silta, shapir dami. But if she's on a large, wide plank, then that's okay, as long as it's not a kli cheres. So Rav Chanan min Arda explained, no, hasam time amai, mishum deba'is. No, the reason we don't want her being tovelis standing on a kli cheres is because she's going to be afraid. And silta nami, but you see, you have that same concern by silta, meaning it's not good if a woman is going to the mikvah while she's afraid. If she's afraid, she's less likely to unclench her body and allow the water to get to wherever the water needs to get. So that's the gazero. You don't want her standing in a precarious position on top of a kli cheres, or for that matter on a plank of wood. It doesn't matter that whether it's like a merchatz or not like a merchatz. We simply don't want her to be afraid. That's why we don't recommend l'chadchila, if it could be avoided at all, that a woman should go to the mikvah in the ocean or something like that, where there are waves and where she's concerned. What if someone walks by? And even though it's a fairly secluded beach, what if someone walks by? What if someone sees? You know, this is certainly not al-Khalkhila. Every once in a while, we have in Breira, someone chose a vacation spot that doesn't have any mikvah, and they timed their vacation very, very poorly with a woman having to go to the mikvah. So every once in a while, we have to be making on something like that, or in unusual situations. But it's certainly not a din l'chadchila, because we are concerned of a certain level of fear. Amar of Shmuel bar, now they never made gzeri, now let her go in the ocean. So you are allowed to do it. We do allow for it. It's just that this is one of the reasons that it certainly doesn't seem like a l'chadchila. Amar of Shmuel bar of Yitzchak, Isha lo titbal b'namal, a woman should not be tovel is in the namal. Says Rashi, what's a namal? Port. Rashi actually uses what sounds like an English word. Porto, makom shasfinos nikvos shemalus tit v'chotzeit. It's a place where there are boats, and it's a place that dirt comes up from the bottom of the water, from the bottom of the ocean, and therefore that dirt is going to be a chotzeit. is going could be very well be chatzitza. Avgav dahash leika emer berduni nafal. Even though right now you don't see any dirt on the woman's body, she came out of the mikvah, she came out of the ocean, and she seems fine. But nevertheless, we are concerned that berduni nafal. Rashi says berduni eni yodei lishono. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure what that word means. V'nirishu lashon shichshuch she kishkisha. When she rubbed her legs together, it's lashon of shichshuch of rubbing. When she rubbed her legs together in the water, so maybe the dirt fell off on her way out. That's the idea of berduni nafal. That's what the lashon is. So. Good. So the apparently the way Rashi understands in the Makob Sfinos, in a place where there are boats, there's also a lot of dirt that comes up from the bottom of the ocean, and a woman shouldn't be tovelis there because of chatzitza. And that, therefore the Torah writes that according to Shitas Rashi in some Kuf Tzadiches, the Torah writes lo also latvila even b'di'evet. We are always choshesh that maybe there was a chatzitza and we just don't see the chatzitza right now. So frak the Rash based on the Mishnah in Misachas Mukvel's Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, where the Mishnah says if you matvila samita af sharagla shokos betit ha'ava tahorim ipnei shamayim makdimim, that when you tovel a heavy bed, let's say, even though the legs of the bed, let's say, were a tamei kli, you wanted to be tovel in, so even though the legs of the heavy bed dig into the ground at the bottom of the mikvah, really make her adin, the tevila works because the bottom of the legs of the bed got wet first from the waters of the mikvah before they went down into the ground. So why should it be any different over here? Why are we concerned about the dirt? Well, yeah, whatever dirt there is, according to Shitas Rashi, there was water there first. So the Rush says, Yesh Metartzim, that a person who's heavy is machbir alatit, makes it it becomes so sunken into the dirt that it's not going to work. That even though there's water there before, it's considered that there's a chatzitza between the waters. And the Rush says that why should that make a difference? If there was water there first, why do I care that he's all the way down? The person still has water all over their body. They still have water on every inch of their body. So he doesn't like that teretz. The Ramban and the Ran are metaretz that by a bed there are no cracks, and therefore it will help. But by a person, it's chotzeitz because the dirt can go in between your toes, and there might not be water that got to every little crack in between your toes, but there is dirt that might have gotten there, and that's why it's a problem. The Beis Yosef doesn't understand, well, if dirt got there, then probably water got there also, meaning if the crack was big enough for dirt to get there, then Mistama, it was big enough for water to get there as well. So the Beis Yosef doesn't like that teretz either. Some of the Achronim are Miyashiv. No, that teretz makes sense. Sometimes water won't get there, but a little particle of sand will be able to find its way over there in small areas in between the toes. But anyway, the Beis Yosef himself doesn't like it, and the Beis Yosef suggests a third approach. Beis Yosef suggests, based on the Rash in the Mishnayos, where the Rash writes that only Tit Ava is not Chotzeitz, but Tit Hayavan and Tit Hayotzrim is Chotzeitz, that Rashi will explain that by a port where it's Matsui Tit Hayavan, it depends on what kind of dirt is found there. And depending on the kind of dirt that you find in that location, that may or may not be a chatzitza. So that's Rashi's unique concern over here. Good. So that is La Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. That's all within Shitas Rashi. Tosos, the Rush, and Rov Rishonim say that the reason she shouldn't be Tavelis B'Nahar is because she's going to be embarrassed when people walk by. And therefore, the Torah says, according to that Shita, B'Dieved the Tevila would certainly work. And certainly, if she makes a wall around her, she could even be Tavelis L'Chachila, meaning it's not an issue of the port, the ocean, it's an issue of the circumstances, that she's nervous that people are going to see her. So as long as you take care of that problem, as long as you take care of that issue, and you make it impossible for people to see her, then it would be okay. La halacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins both of these pshatim. In Kuf Tzadiches, Sif Lamed Gimel, he quotes Shitas Rashi, and in Sif Lamed Dalid, he quotes the Shita of Shari Shonim. But within Shitas Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as a lashon of Yesh Omrim Shalom also la Tvila, that some say the Tvila won't work, and the Gra is a mitzayin to all those who disagree with Rashi, the Rush and the Ran, that prove from the Mikveh Mikvos that the tit should not be a chatzitza. The Shach writes that that's what we're somichan bizman hazeh, where we are tovel b'makum tit, since it's not the tit hayavan, we're somichan the sheet of the other of these rishonim that hold that there's a chilik, you know, like the Beis Yosef writes that there's a chilik between different types of dirt, different types of sand. So and it's combined with the sheet of the Rov Rishonim who hold that it's mutter to be tovelis in that location anyway, and the only problem is one of privacy. As long as you can ensure privacy, it's okay. And even if you can't ensure privacy, b'diavad, it's going to be okay. The Ramah writes this. So now, according to this other group of Rishonim, the second group of Rishonim, it would seem that this relates very much to what the Ramah writes in the very end of Siman Kuf Tzadiches. The Ramah writes that it's the minute to be master the tevila shelo yargishu b'nei adam. We try to keep tevila private. We don't want everybody knowing about when a woman is going to the mikvah. Meaning, even though when a woman is a nida, we don't have to keep that private. The Gemara, in times of the Gemara, they used to wear big day nidos so that everyone could know when she's a nida. But you don't say that a woman's going to the mikvah tonight. You don't share about a woman going to the mikvah because that is considered a lack of tznius, since everyone knows that on the Lel Tevila there is a mitzvah's ona. A woman who doesn't do this, the Ramah says, Nemar aleha arur shochevim behema. Very strong lashon for someone who fails to keep the tevila private. And the Shari Tovar just adds, not only do you have to keep it private for men, you should keep it private from women as well. It's just a general rule that we don't talk about such things. There is a machlokas aposkim if you could be docha tevila to Lel Shabbos, because if you were to do it, let's say her Lel Tevila falls out Thursday night, and if she does it on Thursday night, it's going to turn out that everyone's going to know about it. So it's machlokas aposkim, can you dafka be docha the Lel Tevila to Shabbos to keep it a secret? The Mari Asad is mekil, but in Beis Sharim, they the Aser. In Shevet Alevi, in Shirei Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner writes that we could be matir because tznius is paramount. So ad kedei kach, that we'll even lechadchila allow tevila in a warm mikvah on Shabbos, because tznius is so paramount, we have to make sure that the tznius is taken care of first. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. Avua de Shmuel, second line, avu de bintzei mikvaos biyom nisan, umafzi biyom tishrei. He made for his daughters mikvaos during the days of Nisan, and he made mats at the bottom of the ocean for his daughters in the days of Tishrei. Amrav Gidol Amrav, Nosna Tavshi Libna Vitavla Va also lo also la tvila. If a woman served a food to her child and then she went to the mikveh right after that and she came out of the mikveh, the tvila does not work. Because we assume whatever food she was dealing with, whatever she was serving, would have caused some sort of chatzitza. Avagav dehashtaleka, even though right now we don't see any chatzitza on her, Eimar Berdiyun Inafal. Again, we are concerned that maybe it fell off on her way out of the mikvah. Says Tosfos, on top Tosfos, Bepirish Rach Kosov Od Meimar Acheres. Now, in Rabbeinu Chananel, he has a girsa that has another Meimar over here, Sheinu Ksuva Besvarim Shalanu, that we don't have in our girsaos, that says as follows, Vizui Mafshelas Esbina Vitovelas Lo also la tevila, that we add that if a woman is lowering her son, lifting her son, and she's tevelas, the tevila doesn't work. So what does that mean? She's mafshalas, she's lowering her son down, that the tevila doesn't work. V'yesh lefarish mafshalas as b'na la'achoreha v'hi aruma, v'loi b'gadela v'tavla, lo also la tevila. D'cheshin n'shem ha'ava la dionuka titu chayotzibo, v'nidbak mi'ima v'chotzit b'tevilas v'lo yadala. Avagav d'chazin la'hash l'dlak amidya lech, ha'shin d'amil the way he understands it is that a woman who may have been unclothed at the time may have had a dirty little child on her back who had something sticky on his hands or something, and she didn't wash it off afterwards, so that even though she doesn't know of anything sticky that he had, she doesn't know of any dirt that he got on her, we always have to assume that it was there and therefore the tefillah was not good. But tells us says even though that girsa, the way the Rabbeinu Chananel explains, it seems to be that she's holding the child bitvila while she's going to the mikvah. Well, that would not be a very great chiddush at all, that the tvila doesn't work if she's holding somebody while she's in the mikvah. That's obviously a chatzitza. No, it means even if she holds the child prior to going to the mikvah and just doesn't wash herself off again after holding the child, that itself would be a chatzitza. But notice that only if she's aruma, if she's clothed and she holds the child, so then we assume the child will get her clothing dirty, and therefore the tevila would still be okay, because once she removes her clothing, there's just not going to be any chatzitzas left anymore. Okay, vayter in the Gemara. Amar Rami bar Abba, hani ravdi du kesilta ad tasa yomi lo chaitzi mikan ve'elach chaitzi. These Ravdi du Kusilta, Rashi says, Ravdi punta, pointer, Kusilta pluma, darken shal mako shal kazdam nahalos gelad. Meaning we're talking about scabs. Scabs on a person's skin for the first 3 days are not a chatzitza. After 3 days are a chatzitza. Why? First 3 days, says Rashi, gildon rach umuchubar vavikuguf abasar v'lo chaitzi. They're soft and they're attached to the skin. They have a din of the rest of the skin. They're needed to cover, to keep all the blood, keep you from bleeding, and to develop into normal skin. So then it's not going to be a chatzitza. But afterwards, when you can pull it off easily, and you're not even going to bleed if you pull it off easily, then it becomes a chatzitza. Fine, in general, when a woman has a scab, we always recommend just rub it gently with warm water. If it comes off easily, good, so then it's not a chatzitza. Then it would have been a chatzitza, but you've removed it. If it doesn't come off easily when you rub it with warm water, then probably you still need it. And if you still need it, then it's just part of the skin, and then it's not going to be a chatzitza at all. Amr Marukva, lifluf shaba'ayin, lach eno chotzitz, yavesh chotzitz. The mucus or a gook or whatever in a person's eyes when you wake up sometimes. So if it's moist still, so then it's not going to be a chatzitza. But once it's dried, it's crusty, then it is a chatzitza. Emosai nikra yavesh, at what stage? What's the definition of dry? Mishasha maskalirak, when it becomes, when it starts to turn greenish. Amr Shmuel, kachul shabatocha ayin. If she has eye makeup in her eye, eino chotzitz. It's not going to be chatzitza if it's in the eye. But for shal gabe ayin, but if it's on top of the eye, chotzitz, then it is going to be chatzitza. Im hayu eineha porchos, afilu al gabe ayin, eino chotzitz. But if her eyes are porchos, then even on top of the eye, it's not a chatzitza. What's porchos? So Rashi says, tu pshatim. Either posachas va'otzemes tadir, she flutters her eyes a lot, she opens and closes her eyes constantly, she's always blinking, and therefore it's always removing more and more of the makeup won't stay there as she continues to blink, and therefore whatever little remnant of it is there is not going to be significant enough to be chatzitza. Or lishnachrina domos, it means parchos, means that it tears, because the dima, the tears, will moisten whatever eye makeup she has there, and that will stop it from being a chatzitza. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Pascha eineha biyoser, o atzma eineha biyoser, lo also lo tvila. If a woman opens up her eyes very wide or closes her eyes very tight, that could ruin the tvila, because that's going to create a chatzitza. If you look at Tosos, says Tosos, l'kach yesh l'mod l'kalisha atavela shalotitval v'tiftach eineha v'lo tatzma eineha biyoser l'pirush Rashi d'logar sin b'samach tani shmeitz l'taris. If you don't have Rashi's girsa, that all of this is about taharos, and that we actually paskin like all these things, when a needle is just being tovelos labaila, we have to be very careful to instruct women when they go to the mikvah not to open their eyes in the mikvah, which probably most women would naturally not do anyway, but also not to close their eyes too tight, to close their eyes lightly. And according to all the perushim, says Tosfos, we have to teach her to open her mouth so that the mouth will be roil l'biasmayim. Now, what does that mean? I thought we said that the mouth, inside of the mouth, is a base of starim, and you only need roil l'biasmayim, you don't need biasmayim mamish. So what do you mean to open her mouth? So Tosfos clearly doesn't mean to open her mouth. He means to not close her mouth so tightly that even parts of the body that are galui are going to be closed off from water. If a woman closes her lips very, very tightly, so even parts of the lips that are normally exposed to the atmosphere are going to be covered. So that's why we have to be careful about that as well. And okay, let's see the Gemara weiter now. Amrei Shlakish, she isha lo titbol ela derech kedilasa. A woman should go into the mikvah feet first. She should go derech kedilasa. She shouldn't, and in a natural stance. She shouldn't be holding her limbs tight to her body. She should go in as she stands naturally. Kedetanan ha'ish nira ka'oder mosek zesim. When a man goes to the mikvah, he should be in a position like he is when he's hoeing or when he's picking olives, isha, meaning with the arms a little bit apart from the body. You don't want the arms tightly against the body because that's going to create a chatzitza from the body on itself. Isha nirka regis a communicas bina. A woman should be as if she's weaving in her armpits should be a little bit open, like when she's weaving. She doesn't have to be hands all the way up where the armpits are completely exposed, but a little bit open, and like she's nursing her child. She should be avoiding, you know, that kind of position by the dadim, so that it doesn't create a chatzitza. Va'amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna nima achas kshura chatzitza. So let's say actually, before we get to the hairs, a very interesting point that Tosfos makes over here. Pascha Eineha. Tosfos says, Achar ze kasav pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, ubemiksa svarim, veles hilsa kikolani shmeitza. Dechiyit marhani letaros, avalabala tiyotara, kiyadam reish lakish, ishlotit balal daraka dilasa. That many of the girsaos have, at this point in the Gemara, prior to saying that a woman should be tavelos daraka dilasa, that all of the previous statements about opening the eyes and the kachal and all of these different things are only legabe taros, but they're not legabe tvila lebaila. That legabe tvila lebaila, all she has to worry about is derech kedilasa. Ubetshuva achas kosav Rashi delogar sinan. However, Rashi rejects that gear, so he says this can't all be about taros. It has to be about nida lebaila as well. And Rashi has six rayas that it has to be about nida lebaila as well. Number one, Rashi says chada de kaamar avol lebaila tahora ki adam reish lakish mayin reish lakish lanat leel. We say the Adam Reish Lakish. Well, what does Reish Lakish have anything to do with what we were saying before? If everything we said before has nothing to do with Baila. Va'od second, the Kalani Shmaitz of the Rav Drav Gidol Rami Barchama V'Kulan have a Bebavel L'tzorach Mekomano Yitzrichin V'zeo Dochach T'Lebnei Yitzsholoi Medabrin. All of these speakers in the Gemara, all of the people who are contributing something in this Gemara are all Babylonian, and there was no issue of Taros in Bavel. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. So why would you have all the speakers being from Bavel? It's hard to say that they're all speaking just for the Bnei Yitzrael. Third Rashi says, Avod Shmuel, Avod Lebintei Mikvaos. Where do you think Avod Shmuel made Mikvaos for his daughter? They're his daughters. That was in Bavel, that's where he lived. Fourth, he says, Kulu Blush in the Kevin Akhtinu, Isha lo tamar al klichares, Isha lo titbol benamol, Nasna tavshilubna, Pascha eneha. All of these are the lashonos of the Gemara. It's talking about a woman. If it's about Taros, not only women have to stay Torah in order to eat Taros and to come in contact with Taros, it would be a din for a man as well. The fact that a Davka phrases it b'lashon a woman, it must be that we're talking about a Nida Labaila. Fifth, the Gemara says in Acholet, Kol davar shechotzit b'tvila, chotzit b'geru b'evan meshuchar, ubenida. That means nida labaila. So if it's for taros, why would a dafka say nida? Meaning it's not, nida is not unique taros. It could say zav, anything. So that implies that it's nida labaila. And finally, he says, Dumya de ger ve'evad meshuchrar, da'iri betvila sisa ve'heter. That we put it in the same boat as a ger and evad meshuchrar, which is a tvila that's not about tara. It's a tvila that's about isa ve'heter. We say that the dinei chatzitz are the same. So nida labaila is a din of isa ve'heter. So that's where Rashi says six rayas that we're talking about nida labaila here, and that all this is halacha lemaisa. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam thinks we can keep that girsa. Okay, so that's the issue of all of this entire amud, what the status of the entire amud is. Says the Gemara Vayter now, what about hair? So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Nima Achas Kshura Chotzetzes. If she has one knotted strand of hair, that strand can create a chatzitza. Shalosh, but if there are three hairs that are stuck together, Einen Chotzetzes, then it does not make a chatzitza. Shtayim Ein Yodeh, if there are two hairs stuck together, so then we don't know if that's a chatzitza or not. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Anu Ein Lanu Ela Achas. No, we only know, we only have a tradition about one strand of hair, that one strand is a chatzitza. Good. So that's when it comes to hair. So there is a machlokas rishonim what the halacha is. The Rambam, the Smag, the Rush say we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore shtayim is not a chatzitza. If you have two strands of hair, that's not going to be a chatzitza. There's an issue midrabanan and savit rabanan lahakel. It's machlokas in the Gemara about a chatzitza midrabanan, and therefore we can be makel. However, the Rush, but the Ran say that we pass like Rabbi Barav Huna that shtayim is still a safek. We still view it as a safek, and the Beis Yosef explains that according to this, Rabbi Yochanan is not being cholik, and he's just saying Sarah Achas. He heard his chotzeitz shtayim lo shama shtayim. He never heard what the din is. He says no. The only thing I ever heard about that with vadaus is one. He's not saying that two is not a chatzitza. He's saying that I never heard what the din is by two, and since I never heard what the din is, then it would have to remain besafek. Sidri Tara has a safek if you braid three hairs, if she'll become asr, because by braiding you're dafka really attaching them well to each other, or is it only when it's just stuck together a little bit that three hairs is not going to be a chatzitza, but maybe braided is going to be worse. Okay, back to the Gemara now. Most important line in all of Dine Chatzitza. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, Rubo Makbar Elav Chotzitz. On the Daraisa level, the only time you have a Chatzitza is if the Chatzitza covers the majority and it's something that you're Makbar about. Pashtus, this means the majority of one's body, and it's something that she does not want there. So if a woman is in scuba gear, let's say, or she just took a mud bath, so that's going to be a chatzitza. It's not something she always wants there, and it's the majority of her body. Rubo ve'eno makbid alav, eno chotzeitz. That if it's something that covers the majority of the body, but it's something that she's not makbid about, that she doesn't mind there, adrabah, she always wants it there, then it's not going to be a chatzitza on a doraisa level. V'gazral, rubo she'eno makbid mishum rubo makbid. But they made a gezeira about rubo she'eno makbid up to a case of rubo makbid. So if a woman has a chatzitza on the majority of her body, and it's something she always wants there, she never minds it being there, it's going to be chatzitza midrabanan. That is a very rare kind of chatzitza. We never really have that, because what do you have that really covers the majority of the body that a woman doesn't mind having there all the time? I once thought I almost had a case of a rubo ve'eno makbid. Someone asked me about spray-on tans that women, before making a simcha or whatever, it's the middle of the winter and they hadn't had a chance to be in the sun in a long time, they wanted to look good for the pictures, so they go and they get a treatment with their, spray or whatever it is that they get a tan. So they sent me the name of the treatment. I forgot what it's called, and I was all excited that this could be a chatzitza of rubo she'eno matbid, because adrab, she always wants to look good. She always wants to look like she's 10. It's just that she lives in New York, Nebuch, not in Florida. So I thought that would be rubo matbid, but as it turns out, the way it works is a mamish becomes, once you take the first shower, it becomes like part of your skin, and the way it removes itself is when your skin sheds. That we're always shedding layers of skin, we don't realize it, very, very thin layers, so it removes itself along with the skin, so it's not really a chatzitza because it's not something that's separate from the skin. So I was very disappointed. I mean, the woman wasn't disappointed, we were able to be mekel, but I was very disappointed because I still didn't have a rubo she'eno makbid chatzitza. But anyway, that's not the chatzitza drabban that comes up all the time. The next one is v'gazral miyuto ha-makbid mishum rubo ha-makbid. They made a gzeira that even if it's on a minority of the body, but it's something she would be makbid about, let's say she removed nail polish from 9 of her nails, and one of the nails still has nail polish. So no woman would ever be comfortable going out in public that way if she would have noticed that. That's something that she would definitely be makbid about. She has a piece of dirt on her, on her neck or on her hand or something. So she would definitely be makbid. She doesn't want it there. So even though it's only on a very tiny minority of her body, that's a chatzitza midrabanan. Now, to be sure, when we say chatzitza midrabanan, it does not mean that it's not such a big deal. If a woman goes to the mikvah with a chatzitza midrabanan, even if she's already been with her husband after that, we would make her go again. Chatzitza midrabanan is a real chatzitza midrabanan, but it has all the dinim of a regular chatzitza. So we always, whenever chatzitza shailas come up, if the woman's already been with her husband, we try our best to come up with a way that, come up with a svara that it should be, that it's eino makbid, or come up with some sort of svara, because obviously it's very heartbreaking, very difficult to tell the woman who's already been with her husband, oh yeah, by the way, your tevila didn't work, and you need to go to the mikveh again. But anyway, we try not to look for chatzitzas after tefillah. You look for chatzitzas before the tefillah. You should do a very thorough search before the tefillah. After the tefillah, you don't do a search for chatzitza. Now it's interesting. Rashi over here on Rubo writes Rov Sa'aro Kasher Achas Achas. Now Rubo is not Rov of the body. Rashi writes it means Rov Sa'aro, the majority of the hair. So it sounds like Rashi holds that Seyar is its own section of the body. And some Rishonim suggest, yeah, every limb is its own section. Rubo doesn't have to be the majority of the body, means the majority of any given limb would be a chatzitza midaraisa. That makes it much more likely to have a chatzitza midaraisa, to have a rubo makvid, because some limbs are very small. Fingertips, for instance, are very small limbs. So it is possible that you do have such a din of chatzitza. Now Rashi's implication is that it's only by the seir, but by basar, even miut she'eno makvid is chotzitz min haTorah. That's what it sounds like. And when it says b'saru b'mayim, where we dash and shloye davar chotzitz, that would mean midal raisi, even a miut is chotzitz, meaning against everything we just said. Then maybe that's the diuk to make from Rashi. The Rashi says this whole din of rubo and miut is only a din in seir, but by any other part of the body, even a miut of the body would be chatzitza. Mida oraisa, one could say within Rashi. Okay, so that's the suggestion that many achronim have that within Shitas Rashi. Okay, weiter in the Gemara says the Gemara further now. So frek the Gemara of Eligzar Nami al Miuto Sheinu Makvid Mishmiuto Makvid. Why didn't we take the Gzera one step further? Why weren't we gozer also on a Miut Sheinu Makvid atu a Miut Makvid? So he gufa Gzera vana nekum nigzar Gzera l'Gzera. Nah, it's already Gzera, so we're not going to build a Gzera on top of another Gzera. Amrav nida bizmana ina tovelas ala belayla. Another very important sugya. Can a woman go to the mikveh during the day? So nida's tovelas bizmana can only go to the mikveh at night. Vishalob bizmana tovelas b'yom b'yom belayla. She's not going to the mikveh bizmana. She can be tovelas day or night. Rabbi Yochum Amar b'yom bizmana b'yom shalob bizmana ina tovelas ala belayla mishum srach bita. Rabbi Yochanan says whether she's going bizmana, whether she's not going bizmana, whether it's on the seventh day or the eighth day, the ninth day, tenth, doesn't make a difference. She can not go to the mikveh during the daytime because of srach bita. Srach bita is the assumption that the way women, girls, would learn halacha is by observing what their mothers did. They didn't have formal education. They would look at what their mothers did. And when they're very young, they may not understand why their mother said, I'm just running out for a little bit and came back with went out without makeup and came back with wet hair. But as they got older and they hit teenage years and they learned a little more, they realized what it was all about, and it's going to register at some point. Wait a second, Mom used to do that during the daytime. She used to go out of the house during the daytime, come back during the daytime with wet hair. So the daughter is going to learn that you're allowed to go to the mikveh during the day, having no idea that it was already the eighth day for the mother. She's going to think it was the seventh day. So mishum sraf bita, a woman's not allowed to go during the day. Va'af Rav Hadarbe, and even Rav ultimately came around, he changed his mind. Tam Rav Chia Barashi, Amar Rav, Nida ben Bizmana ben Shalob Bizmana, Ein Tavelas al Belayla, Mishum Srach Bita. Nida, whether it's Bizmana, Shalob Bizmana, she cannot be Tavelas Belayla, she can only be Tavelas Belayla because of Srach Bita. Iskin Rav Idi Benarash Lemitbal Biyoma Ditmanya, Mishamar Yusa. But here the Gemara gives actual precedent for extenuating circumstances where we allow tevila during the day, not on the day before the lel tevila, the day after what was supposed to be the lel tevila, on day 8. So they made a takana that you could be tovel on the 8th day because of lions, meaning if there were some wild animals out at night. Ravai was dangerous. Ravacha bar Yaakov bepapunya mishum ganvi. If you live in a dangerous neighborhood and there are muggers out at night, so he made a takana that go during the day. Rav Yudah ben Bedisa mishum tzina. Rav Yudah didn't pumbedisa because of very cold conditions. Rava b'machuza, in very cold conditions, they were probably tovel in the river. You know, they weren't being tovels in a heated mikveh. You know, nowadays if it's very cold, so okay, get into the car, turn on the heat, and go to the mikveh. Wouldn't be such a big deal. Rava b'machuza mishum avulai. Rava made such takan in machuza because of avulai. What's avulai? I don't know. Avulai, Rashi says, shorei ha'ir ovdei kuchavmein, the gatekeepers of the city, who who were over the Kochavim and wouldn't allow them out without giving them trouble. So they made such takanos. Why does the Gemara keep telling us about all these different places? To let us know that it's up to the Chachamim and each to the Rabbanim in each and every community to figure out what is a major tzorach. This is not the kind of thing where we have to say, oh, well, if Chazal didn't do it, you know, made a rule that we have to be tovel during the day, how can we ever be makel on such a rule? No, the precedent is, and part of the built into the rule is, that when it's a major tzorach, then we can be makel. So, for instance, during the first Gulf War, when all the Scud missiles were falling every night, so the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael at the time said, women should go to the mikvah on the eighth day, because you couldn't go out at night. You had to be locked up in the Cheder Atum at night. So whenever there are situations like that, where it's very dangerous at night, or it's very difficult at night, so the Chacham, the Rabbanim have the right to make a heter to go during the day. If you look at Tosos in Dibur Maskim Mishum Shach Bita, about halfway through, Umiur Omer Rabbeinu Tam, She'in K'pei D'Rak She'toshuv L'Beisa She'yeh Laila, that the whole Hakpada is that only when she comes back to her house it should be nighttime. She doesn't have to go to the mitzvah when it's actually nighttime, she has to return home when it's night. Vein Sark She'teitze B'Laila Mi Beisa, D'shuv Lo Yavali De Safek, Leka L'mecha Shem Titpal Hi B'yom, Samach L'chashecha, Titpal Bita Bo'de Yom Gadol. D'Margesh Sabas B'kach, She'titpal Samach L'chashecha Ki'ima. You don't have to worry about Tzrach Bita if the mother comes home at nighttime. That the daughter is not going to chap, that if the mother comes home shortly after night, that she must have been tavelas during the day. Daughter's going to remember mom coming home and it was dark outside, and mom came home with wet hair. That's all you really have to worry about. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Moshe has a very famous tshuva, where Rav Moshe was makel even going on the seventh day in certain situations where the Leil Tefillah falls out on Shabbos, and there's no way for her to get back and forth from the mikveh at night, because the mikveh is very, very far away. So Rav Moshe was makel for her to go during the seventh day, provided that she doesn't see her husband until after nightfall. So we use this sometimes in major need. I had a situation where there was someone who was newly married, who was the woman's first time to the mikveh after being married, and we always try to be makel for newly married couples as much as possible, because it's getting used to the new normal is not so easy for them all the time. And the woman's Leil Tefillah was Friday night. They were at a weekend bar mitzvah at some hotel that was 10 miles away from the closest mikveh. So they were newly married, didn't have any children yet, there was no worry about babysitting and covering at home. So I said, okay, let her go to the, I didn't do it on my own, called her a Sablovsky, because I was so let her go to the mikveh in whatever it was, 10 miles away. Make sure the husband, 2 hours before Shabbos starts, will go to the shul where they're going to be davening, or the room in the hotel that they're going to be davening, and sit and learn for a couple of hours, and he won't see his wife till after Shabbos starts. And that way we're able to be makel to be tovelas during the day. By a chasanov, let's say a woman messes up on the day of her wedding, we had this shayla recently also, that the woman's, she didn't realize for whatever reason, she messed up the whole cheshbon, no one ever told her she needs to count shivinikim, long story, but it turned out by the time she discovered what the story was, she had to go to the mikvah on the day of her, on the night of her wedding. So we said, no, she can go during the day, provided that they don't get to the yichud room until nightfall, that she's not alone with her husband until nightfall. So we had to make sure the chuppah happens late enough that she doesn't get to the yichud room until nightfall, which, you know, in the summertime is pretty late, but no, that's what we had to do. So amalei rav papa l'rav l'abaye michti ha'idnu kulu savik zavah shavin rabbanon lizbilinu b'imam d'shiyah. He said, nowadays everyone's a safek zava, so why can't she be tovel on the seventh day? Mishum Rabbi Shimon, detanya achar titar achar achar lekulan. Shalotei tumah mafsekus beinehen. That we don't want any tumah being mafsek in the middle of Shimon Akim. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, achar titar achar maisa titar. That achar maisa titar is the drasha that once she counts part of Shimon Akim, she's tor al yidei tvila. Avlomer chum masulasos kein shema tovel day seventh. Means she doesn't need the entire seventh day. She can go to the mikvah in the middle of the seventh day, but the Chum say you're not allowed to do that because Shema Tavel de Suffolk, lest it come to a Suffolk. I mean, what's going to happen? She'll go to the mikvah 9 o'clock in the morning on the seventh day because she already had Mitzvah Kekulo. Then she'll be with her husband 10 o'clock in the morning. Then 11 o'clock in the morning she'll see Dam, and it will turn out that she was Tameya the entire time. So we're not interested in that happening. Tosos has a discussion over here. Is it that it's Asalas's claim to be Tovel? or Asalas came to have Tashmish if she was Tovel? Meaning, is it that it's even Asalas came to be Toveles? Because obviously the Tashmish is Asur. The Tashmish you're afraid is Asi Ludei Vadai. But even to be Toveles we don't allow. That's what Tosas Tzorek Lomer, you have to suggest. And he quotes both possibilities. Okay, I guess we have to stop there. Okay, we have two Daf Yomi Shurim tomorrow, so Mitzvah Hashem will catch up with the two Daf Yomi Shurim tomorrow. Thank you.